Hello, everyone. I am back from my vacation and I'm gonna see how I can do this because I want to do an episode per. I want to do a podcast episode per Love is Blind episodes, but that means I need to drop five new episodes today and then two new episodes tomorrow. So I think I'm gonna combine my episode recaps. I'll record them individually, but I might combine the audio. We will see. Buckle up, y'all. Buckle up. So I don't know if I want to talk about my vacation just yet. Maybe I will talk about it when I talk about the final two episodes of Love is Blind because I want to dive into these episodes. I feel like I have so much catching up to do, but I'm also filled with such a sense of gratitude, a very, very strong feeling of gratitude, like a sense of gratitude. That's what I've been feeling today. I've been feeling so proud of myself for things that I've accomplished long before I started this podcast, and I'm feeling really appreciative for the podcast and for my determination because it's been such a bumpy road, and I wouldn't be here without every single one of you who's listened, who's pressed play on any episode. I can't thank you enough. It means the world to me that I was able to go on vacation. Like, me going on vacation, it was a very last minute thing. I had like all of 2 weeks' notice. And to be able to go, I feel forever changed. I feel like I'm being such a drama queen, but I feel forever changed to be able to just pick up and fly across the country on a whim to spend time with my family. Like, it really feels incredibly good. And so I just want you to know that you vote with your clicks. So every time you click on an article, you're voting for it. It's being tracked through the analytics for that website. Every time you click on a podcast episode, you are voting for that episode. You are another tally. Every time you like a tweet, like a social media post. I know you know this, but what I mean to say is sometimes I try to listen to podcast episodes when there's a black person on the podcast because I believe that sometimes those episodes won't perform as well as when there's a white guest on a podcast. Same thing with an article. If there's an article about a black person, I will click on it. Whether I read it or not is irrelevant. I'm talking about in mainstream media, I will click on it because I want to show engagement. I want to boost the numbers. I will like if there is a black person on the cover of Vogue or any, again, major mainstream outlet, I will click like on that. Obviously, it depends on who it is, right? If it's a Kanye story, hard no. But just remember that voting with your clicks is a very real thing. Every single outlet has people at the top that they have to basically. They have people analyzing the data of how their articles are performing, their social media posts are performing, their tweets, their podcast episodes, their shows, anything you stream, of course. That's how you get, the top 10 on Netflix and all that. So just always remember to vote with your clicks if you want to support Black art, Black media, or Hispanic art, Hispanic media, Asian, whatever it is you want to support. Don't just read a caption, for example, on social media and not like that post. Sharing is really helpful, but if you're not going to share, please like content by underrepresented groups. That is the only way you're going to see more of their content. You need to show proof of concept through engagement, the responses, just the readership, the viewership, listenership, all of that. The power is really in your hands. And so I've done that for years. I exclusively will click on shit just because it's featuring an article, a post, a podcast episode, whatever. It's featuring somebody that's underrepresented. And you know what's an even better trick, which I feel like Justin Bieber told his fans a few albums ago? He said, put my album, play my album on repeat when you go to bed. So basically, so he gets the streams, but you're not listening. And I've been thinking about that, how I want to start listening to podcast episodes of people that are underrepresented and not even put my headphones in, play it on my laptop, put my headphones in so that they're getting that stream, but I'm not actually listening, if it's somebody I don't want to listen to. So sorry for that tangent, but it's okay, y'all. Some of you, whether you're new or old, I am gonna try slowly, bit by bit, a little bit to give more of an intro, more about my personal life instead of just diving into the episodes. All right. So I took some notes on episode 5 before I left for vacation, and then I went back to the episode so I could add more notes. And up top, I want to emphasize the biggest stark contrast between Love is Blind America. In America, we started this shit. We got this shit to pop off. So I'm not going to say in America, but the OG original originators, Love is Blind. So we do not behave like the people in the UK. The way that the people in the UK, the cast members, love on each other, my mouth is on the floor. And I'll like basically, I guess I'll just jump to it in my notes right now. So I will say that when Benaiah is talking to the other men in Greece, all of the men are in a literal group hug. Their arms are intertwined. While he is speaking, what is wrong with us in America? We are not like this. Why do all of the men and women love each other so much and show so much physical affection towards each other on the UK version of Love is Blind? What's wrong with us here in the States? Because I'm watching this camaraderie. It's beautiful. It seems genuine. It seems sincere. It seems as though the women care about each other and the men care about each other like they're best friends, like they're bezies, as Steven said. Like, why are we not like that here in America? Or maybe, I have always felt that, I don't know. I know some Europeans are very touchy-feely, that's well known, but I consider myself a very affectionate and touchy-feely person. And then I'm watching this show and I'm just like, I'm floored. I'm really, really floored. And there's such a consistency there between how they behave in the pods and then how they behave in Greece. And to give Americans credit, from the Portland season, Chelsea and Bliss are very close. They hang out all the time, whatever. We already know this. So, I mean, true friendships have been forged through this series. We see it with Natalie and Deep D, who have their Out of the Pods podcast. But as far as the affection and love that everybody's showing each other on this show, I'm like, this is not what I would expect from people in the UK. When I think about people in the UK and in England, I think about their love of wanting a stiff upper lip and not wanting to show emotion and not wanting to talk about emotions and feelings. And I feel like Love is Blind UK is dispelling that perception of mine. I'm not going to call it a stereotype because I know that that is how they are. But at the same time, it's confusing because I thought that they did not like to discuss feelings. And then here they are, like they can't stop hugging each other. Like, do y'all know that when Benaiah said that he proposed to Nicole, Stephen threw both of his fists up in the air and was jumping up and down? Like, this is so sweet and cute and supportive. What is happening? And now it's like, okay, they set the standard. They got to keep this shit going for future seasons of Love Is Blind UK, or else everything I'm saying sounds like bullshit. But I'm like, wow, what a enormous, what a massive, as they would say, cultural difference. I love it. Like, we need to be more like them because it, wow, just the love and support. I'm like, what's happening? What's wrong with Americans? Why are we acting like we have a stiff upper lip? And it was just so much cattiness. So much cattiness on so many seasons of Love Is Blind. And here they go, the UK, letting us know that you could actually just be really supportive and friends with everybody. Like, what the fuck? All right. So I just wanted to start with that up top because I feel like some people who've talked about these episodes have lightly glazed over it, and I just wanted to put a spotlight on how much love that the cast members on Love Is Blind UK show their fellow castmates. Like, wow. All like we need some PR, some crisis PR up in the States. We need a rebrand. We need to be able to show each other more support on these shows because it is such a unique, singular experience to be on a show like this on a network for Netflix where you know you're now going to become a public figure as soon as the episodes drop. You definitely need that camaraderie. And I started to follow Freddie of Love Is Blind UK on Instagram because I enjoy his face and his body. And he's been hanging out with Benaiah. And looking like Freddie looks so happy, like Freddie looks like a man who ain't fucking with Catherine. So I gotta hope, like the way out. Oh my gosh, okay, I'm skipping ahead. But anyways, they were showing so much love throughout this season in the pods, in the men's quarters, in the women's quarters, and I just wanted to mention again how dope it is that they are so excited for each other. It makes me jealous of that type of dynamic. It makes me wish that we had more of that here in America because we really do not. We really don't. And so, with that, let me get into the goddamn episode. It's 13 minutes in. All right. So, episode 5 gives us the reunion of Nicole and Benaiah. Naturally, Netflix made it seem as though Benaiah was telling Nicole to piss off because they show a clip of Benaiah saying, "I think that everything worked out the way that it should." These producers, I love them for this though. That's why we always got to watch to see if whatever clip they showed us is actually the truth or if they misrepresented, took a pull quote and then presented it as someone ending something when they didn't. I mentioned this earlier with the preview for this season. They showed Ollie getting up. They showed Demi saying, "Well, yeah, just leave then." And they show him getting up. And I was like, "Oh my God, they're over." Because look, in the American versions, when somebody leaves one of the trips, it's over. That's all that we've seen on this show. But when Ollie got up, he still wanted to be with his boo, Demi, and we see him at the wedding. So, a shout out to producers for mind fucking us. Like, I'm not mad at it. It's what makes me want to tune in, to be honest. It makes our jaws drop, and then we're like, holy shit, what's going to happen? So, Nicole meets with Benaiah, and she is so happy. So happy seeing Benaiah. I guess he's her type. She says that she tells him that she made a mistake and she wants to apologize. And Benaiah tells Nicole that she's so beautiful, which she is. I've already commented on it before. Nicole is beautiful. She is a natural beauty. She has a really big, wide smile. She loves to laugh. She's just so cute. And when you think about it, we've only kind of seen her hair one way. Like, I think like Nicole is a woman who could probably pull off so many looks. She'd probably be a bad model. Like, I could just see her rocking bangs. I could see her rocking really tight dresses, power suits, heels, curly hair, short hair, a bob, a lob. Like, she just could probably pull off so many looks. I think she is so pretty. And she has a gorgeous voice. Like, the tone of her voice is really, really gorgeous. Like, she's just a sexy ass bitch. Like, so Nicole tells Benaiah that she's sorry and she instantly knew that she made a mistake. And we see that Nicole and Benaiah are holding hands, and that's so cute. So Nicole says that she has things in common with Benaiah, and she felt that he wasn't really expressing much interest to her in the pods. And as you watched the show earlier episodes, it seemed like Nicole wanted to choose Benaiah, but Benaiah made it sound like he was on the fence. And when you're on these shows, the goal is to get married and just be done with like shitty ass dating. And so you want to be with somebody who's certain. You don't want to pick somebody who's uncertain. So Benaiah tells Nicole that he doesn't want to lose her again. So sweet. He gets down on two knees and he proposes. And he's just so sweet. He's so sweet. So Nicole seems to really like him. And then, so they get engaged in a coffee shop, which is kind of cute, I guess. I don't know. It's like, I have already been engaged. And for my second engagement, just sounds funny. I definitely want it to be public. I definitely want it to be public. Preferably with friends and family present. I want it to be a slick surprise. So Tom Schwartz on Vanderpump Rules, he proposed in the dopest way possible. He had it look like a couple was getting engaged at a restaurant, and he walked up to the couple, took the ring, and then proposed to his girlfriend Katie. Like, talk about a plot twist. I love the creativity in it. I was like, okay, that's how I want my proposal to be. So, if you're listening, I want you to propose to me just like Tom Schwartz did. Okay? All right, back to the show. So, we see Steven coming out in a Speedo. Now, I love a man who is confident about his body and a man who has the body of Steven. So, I'm all for Steven in this Speedo. I'm not the biggest fan of Speedos. But if you look good in a Speedo, please wear it every day, all day. Thanks. So Maria is excited to meet everyone at the mixer. Like, Love is Blind, we got to give the show credit too for really bringing people together with these mixers where the whole goal of the mixer is for drama to ensue, is for people to be wasted and make an ass out of themselves and say they regret not picking somebody or to be flirting really, really hard like Micah and Kwame, which Micah did not like Kwame. She was just wasted. I do not. Anyways, let me not go off the deep end. Anyway, so like, shout out to Love is Blind for having these damn mixers because it's just really fun to see how everybody reacts to seeing like who they missed out on. And so, I have in my notes, why is Freddie more beautiful than most women? His eyelashes are so long. Like, the way how this man better be modeling full time after this fucking show, do not play with us. We need to see, like, have you ever seen a man with a more billboard ready face and body than Freddie? He is wasting his God-given talent. Those, like, talk about being genetically gifted. Look at this specimen of a fucking man. I don't know. I don't know. It's like, ooh, the way how I would never leave the bedroom if I was with Freddie. Like, the way how, like, I would be calling in sick daily to fuck this man. Okay. Back to my notes. Like, Freddie just gets all like, Ooh, child. I was reading some like comments on Instagram earlier today, and the way how Freddie gets as a bitch is like hot and bothered. Like, okay. I feel like I need to press pause. Like, I feel like I need to pause to regroup. Damn. Okay. So, Catherine, I'm reading my notes. Catherine looks much older than she is. And I really hope that Catherine doesn't think she's a baddie because I find her extremely unattractive. Like, her attitude on a scale of 1 to 10, she's at a 1 for me. Period. And then if I didn't know anything about her attitude, I'd put her at a 5. I don't think she's special. I don't. She's just too much of a cunt. Like, anyways, moving right along. I have in my notes, Freddie is so gorgeous, he needs to have 10 kids. And I agree. When you look as beautiful as Freddie, like, please gift the world with lots of children that hopefully look as gorgeous as you. My God, the man is good looking. All right. So then I have in my notes that Ollie and Demi are on a date. Ollie is asking Demi if she's nervous about having sex. She says no. Here's the thing about sex. I have talked about it with several people before actually having sex. And I think more people should. I think more people should have an idea of what somebody wants in the bedroom just to make sure they're on the same page. You don't have to go all out. You don't have to give mad details about what you want. But just know, like, if somebody is into some psycho shit or some things that you consider psychotic, and you are not, don't even fuck them. At least that's how I see it. So I like to discuss it, but I also believe like timing is of the essence. So you definitely, I believe in waiting, but not waiting too long to the point where it gets weird. So for Ollie and Demi to be engaged and in Greece, I think they should have already been fucking like from the beginning. And I don't really understand all this build-up weird shit. Like, oh, if we have sex first and we're focusing, like, it's weird to me because y'all are about to get married. So you guys are already going at a faster pace than people who are not engaged. So I don't really see what the holdup is. And I initially didn't really enjoy that, like, Ollie was trying to kind of cock block. Because it's like, are you attracted to her? I don't see why you guys have to wait as two grown ass consenting adults in your 30s. Like, why are you waiting to fuck? But that's just me being an asshole. And it's just me, like, being unhappy with the UK version. When you think about the UK version, they are not showing us the couples in bed. And in the States, they show the couples in bed. And it really is a cultural difference because I did talk to someone from another country who told me, like, in her country on the dating shows, they cannot show anybody in bed. And obviously, the UK version, it's seeming a little bit similar. And I'm pissed off. Like, I want to see, like, show us the sex like they do on all of our American shows. Fuck off. So, Demi wonders if Catherine is Ollie's type. And that's a fair thing for her to be concerned about. Demi is not thin, and I think that it's going to be hard for her to be in a relationship with someone who is more stereotypically hot than she is. But that could change. You know, she could really slim down if she wants to with her Love is Blind money and all of that. I'm not saying she doesn't have money. I'm not saying she hasn't tried. I'm not saying she's not beautiful or perfect as is, but the reality is when you feel better or when you feel good about yourself, whether you're big or small, that affects your relationship. So if there are some things that Demi could do to make herself feel good, whether that's just acceptance or changing something about herself, I hope that she does whatever she needs to do to feel good about herself. And I also just wish and hope that Ollie would just like confess his feelings for her more, show her lots of affection, tell her that she's beautiful, tell her that he doesn't want her to lose any weight, give her the confidence. And if he gives her the confidence, I think that they will have a very good chance. So let's see here. Bobby tells Jasmine that she looks delicious. Jasmine tells Bobby that he looks like her man. I do enjoy them as a couple. As I've said before, this is before everybody walks in. And then everybody walks in to the gathering, and Catherine wants Ollie to admit that she dumped him, and Ollie apologizes to Catherine. He says if he misspoke in the pods about her breaking up with him, he's sorry about that because that's not true. She is the one who dumped him. Ollie seems completely unbothered, and Catherine seems to care about something that Ollie don't give a shit about. I love that Ollie was quick to apologize. I think it's because he just realized, like, this is not, he don't give a shit. He don't care. He doesn't need any tension or any type of issue. Like, Ollie does not like drama, and that's one of the best things about him. Like, he's not, there's a lot of men who would be like, you know what? I don't remember your version of events. I don't think that's what happened. I would apologize, but I don't remember. Why do you care? But he was just like, I'm sorry. Next. And that was sexy to me. So Nicole and Benaiah, they walk in holding hands. Everybody is beyond excited. I love how much like everybody loves them. I think it really speaks to their character, as I've kind of said, I think a few times. So the girls tell Nicole that they are glad to have her back. And the girls say that it feels very natural for them being with their fiancés. And you see Demi like looking sad because she's not feeling that with Ollie. And she doesn't get PDA from Ollie. And the other couples were kind of so all over each other and they seem so connected. And, you know, I like PDA as well. And I think when you're in an environment that's all couples that are practically sucking each other's faces off, like you're going to really want that even more. So Nicole and Benaiah, they're undeniably so cute together. And the way how Benaiah always laughs whenever he mentions Nicole is so adorable. I mentioned this in my last episode about Love is Blind. Like, the man is so giddy. He's so happy. It's precious. So Demi tells Ollie that she wants to talk, and he says that he wants to go to bed. Again, I think proving my point that Ollie really hates drama. He's not confrontational. But they do end up talking it out, and Ollie reassures Demi that he hasn't felt for Catherine the way that he feels about her. So that is my last note. So that is where episode 5 ended off. I'm gonna go ahead and just drop these episodes individually, and I'm about to rewatch episode 6 because I am trying to go through all of these episodes. So then I have 6, 7, 8, 9 that I will put out today, and then I will put out hopefully tomorrow what I gotta say about episodes 10 and 11. Talk to you soon.